from pants to petticoats, corsets to crinolines, boxers to bras. Over 200 items of underwear are on display here at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Exhibition research assistant Susanna Cordner is standing in front of some drawers worn by Queen Victoria's mother.
This is the predecessor of our knickers today, and they were worn by the Duchess of Kent, and we think, judging by the fastenings and the structure, that they were worn during her pregnancy for Queen Victoria.
Wow, that's quite incredible that you're able to have something so intimate belonging to somebody so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think throughout the exhibition there's a real sense of intimacy, and I think we pick the underwear that works best for our bodies, so there's a whole implied lifestyle and social implications attached to what pants we put on in the morning.
Speaking of which, just over here we've got some beautifully brightly coloured pants.
These are our sustainable style days of the week knicker set by Cheek Frills. You can keep track of whether someone's changing their knickers.
Very important.
Yes, exactly.
With these ones you don't need to make sure people are reusing at all, do you?
So these are men's disposable briefs by LR Industries, who produced paper and disposable briefs in the 60s and 70s, mainly advertised as an item that's convenient if you're on a business trip or a holiday. But obviously there are also implications, perhaps a one-night stand. It'd be great to have a pair of these in your briefcase.
The box reads, new chucker, 5 throwaway briefs for men.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Fifi Chachnil, and I'm the lingerie designer.
Fifi, we are just in front of a cabinet with one of your items in. What is it?
It's a play suit where underneath you can see a bra.
What is the secret of good underwear?
Be fitted perfectly. That's the secret. Then you feel you.
Oh, I got these little frills that nobody knows, but I know.
You're the only one, and you're chérie.
I'm Edwina Roman. I'm a curator of the Undressed exhibition. We're standing in front of the most popular corset. It was made in the 1890s. It's very shapely, and the person wearing it would have had a tiny waist. And it's made of silk. But its most striking feature is it is shocking pink.
I love this quote that you've got down here from the gentleman's magazine La Vie Parisienne. What have they got to say about this?
Well, this is a slightly fallacious quote. Very elegant and extremely becoming. Evidently destined to be seen and looked at.
Every woman had to wear a corset, didn't they, regardless of what they were doing?
Not to do so was considered slovenly. We have an absolutely fascinating example of a corset worn by a working woman. It's probably had multiple wearers. It's been heavily repaired. It's very heavy, but it's lined with wool. You can see the sweat stains. If we're right that she lived in Whitby, where the corset was found, she probably worked with the herring fleet right through the 19th century. Girls carried huge baskets on their backs to transport the fish. The most rare corset in the exhibition.
This is really important social history,
isn't
it?
Incredibly important.
Oh my word, what's this?
Yeah. In its original packaging, we have a very early example of the thong. Rudi Gernreich was an Austrian-American designer, and he's credited with naming the thong. So he first created it in 1974, and it was supposed to be a hybrid or unisex item of swimwear to counter the fact that nude public bathing was banned in LA. Absolutely as much as possible was on display, but you were technically not naked. The idea caught on, and a year later he started producing it as underwear.
Do you think this exhibition will make people think about the pants they wear, the bras they choose?
I really, really hope that it does. People underestimate their underwear. We just accept them as these most everyday of items. But actually, it's taken a great deal of innovation in history. A pair of pants can tell you all sorts of things about the world, social and industrial.